Watcher, it's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I saw Clark Tracy live last week and I picked up his latest CD. Bought his latest CD, I should have said. And here's a track from it. Thank you. I saw this particular Clark Tracy quintet live at Ronnie Scott's a year or so back and was so impressed, I went to see them again the following week at the Pizza Express. Adhering to Art Blakey's concept with the famous Jazz Messengers, Clark hires very young and up-and-coming musos, and this quintet is as good as any band he's led. Clark on drums, fairly obviously, Chris Maddock tenor, Henry Armberg Jennings trumpet, Harry Bolt piano and Daniel Casimir bass. And that was the title song of this Jan 2016 recorded 10 to 10 CD, Jubilation, a Junior Manse compo. All those youngsters in the band will still be in their early, maybe mid-20s, and are certainly names to look out for. And Clark Terry is as formidable as ever. I'll give you the title of this next song before the music, as it does conjure up its subject matter, Nightmare.
Thank you.
Nightmare, the Artie Shaw compo played here, here being New York, late December 2011, by Annette Cohen on clarinet. She switches to bass clarinet, tenor and alto for other tracks. Paquito de Rivera joins her on clarinet. Two clarinets, that is, not sharing, rather obviously. Jason Lindner is on piano, Joe Martin bass and Daniel Friedman drums. Tel Aviv-born Annette now resides in New York, and she and her bassist brother are just part of a wave of talented Israelis who've moved to New York and enlivened the local jazz scene. This influx is a direct consequence of Israeli universities adding jazz studies to their roster. This next LP is called Japanese and American Favorites. Chose a Japanese fave, The Flowering Season, from this Musifon LP, recorded in LA in 63. Paul Tagawa is the drummer and leader. He's actually Californian by birth, but still fairly obviously has a love of his ancestral homeland. Joe Sample was on the Hammond organ. He was a jazz crusader, if you're trying to place him. And Bill Plummer bass. That was a jolly number. Well, if you enjoyed that, you'll love this. Thank you. two very experienced jazz guitarists having fun in New York early 71. That was Guitar Boogie. Its full title is Guitar Boogie Shuffle Twist. And the two guitarists were George Barnes, aged 50, and Bucky Pizzarelli, a mere 45. I give you their then ages, as both seem always to have been veterans. Barnes died in 77 at just 56 years old. Bucky still plays and records, and often accompanied by one or more of his sons. This LP is called Guitars Pure and Honest, and it was. We often mention Max Roach on The Real Enjoyment, but don't feature him. A Soul Note LP recorded in Milan, September 79, and our second funky, almost rockish number this week. Back to Basics, written, you won't be surprised at this, by the bassist Calvin Hill, with Max Roach the leader in a very secondary role. Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet and Odeon Pope reeds Make It Into a Quartet on all the other songs. Actually, I ought to point out that Max Roach, as well as playing drums, also plays piano and sings on this LP. He's a very accomplished pianist, and as a singer, he's a very accomplished pianist. this next one is certain to get your toes tapping. Sweet Papa Lou, the Lou being the song's composer, Lou Donaldson. But here it was played by Mike LaDon and the Groover Quartet. LaDon on the Hammond B3 and his old sparring partners in the Groove Quartet are Eric Alexander, tenor, Vincent Herring, alto, Peter Bernstein, guitar and Joe Farnsworth, drums. Recorded in New Jersey at the Trading Eights Recording Studio, June 2016. Goodness, we are up to date this week. Let's head back in time now, though. It's Ellington. Back to the so-called private collection, 10 individual CDs of songs that Ellington recorded at his own expense and called his stockpile, and I deliberately chose a piano-based drums number to highlight the Duke's piano playing. Yes, an Ellington compo, of course, Rhythm Section Blues, and yes, a song that was played just this once, recorded April 65 and discarded. A simple blues and not really intended to be recorded, but just an Ellington past-the-time-of-day piece, whilst the band was readying itself. And we'll come back to recent recordings and a different trio lineup.
Thank you.
The jazz standard Blue in Green, written by Miles Davis, but with considerable help from Bill Evans, although Miles would never acknowledge that. But this is a very different rendition to the original on that seminal LP, Kind of Blue. The leader is Jim Snydero on alto. It's a quintet for most of this savant April 2016 recording, but here it's Snydero alto, Andy Laverne piano, and Ugona Okegwu bass. No big band so far this week. This will correct that situation. Fabulous, the big band co-led by Francie Boland, pianist and from Belgium, and Kenny Clue Clark, pioneering bebop drummer from Pittsburgh originally, but for most of his working career based out of Paris. And these two really diverse characters ran probably the best big band to ever come out of Europe. That was the standard You Stepped Out of a Dream, recorded Feb 69 at Ronnie Scott's Club. I've only ever heard one big band live at Ronnie's, and it took the roof off. This 16-piecer would have had difficulty just fitting onto the stage together. We know the co-leaders. I'll just rattle off the names of the reed section to give you an idea of the talent in this band. Johnny Griffin and Ronnie Scott, tenors. Tony Coe, tenor and clarinet. Saab Shihab, baritone. And I must also mention that Dusko Gojkovic was in the brass section. Let's have another guitar piece. Thank you. The title of this November 67 recorded Capitol LP is George Van Epps' Seven String Guitar. So, no surprise that the leader is George Van Epps, and he's playing, a seven-string guitar. Van Epps started by playing the banjo and was playing professionally at the age of 11. He converted to the guitar when he was 13 and was giving guitar lessons when he was 15. No surprise that both his parents were musos and his three brothers have all played jazz professionally. He was joined on Baubles, Bangles and Beads by Frank Flynn, marimba, and Jerry Williams, drums. Here's something I've always wanted to be, a groove merchant. We'll be right back. the Jerome Richardson compo Groove Merchant. It's also the title of this stiff label LP. Fancy being called a groove merchant. Woo-hoo. The leader is drummer Tommy Chase, born in Manchester, and a dedicated hard bopper, as we heard there. He's only made half a dozen albums as leader, but I love his hard-driving, soulful style. Well, that's Manchester for you. Kevin Flanagan, tenor, Mark Edwards, piano, Martin Clute, bass. From Groove Merchant, straight to Feeling Good. A vocal by Carmen McRae.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling good. In the sea, you know what I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling good. Dragonfly up in the sun, you know what I. Butterflies all are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Freedom is mine, I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling good. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
the Anthony Newley-Leslie Bricker's compo Feeling Good from their smash hit musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, whose best-known song is the glorious Who Can I Turn To? But Feeling Good runs it close. Carmen McRae live at the Village Gate in New York, November 65. Ray Beckenstein was on flute, Norman Simmons piano, Joe Puma guitar, Paul Breslin bass, Frank Severino drums, and the all-important Jose Mangual bongos. This mainstream LP is called Woman Talk. Last one, I'm afraid, and it's an unusual choice, as we normally run away from synthesizers. But somehow, this appealed to me. The synthesizers, not even content with a solitary synthesizer. They are played, or operated, by Kelly Drew Jr., which helps. The leader on this LP and the only other muso on this song, One Left Over, is bassist Charnette Moffett, and he wrote that song. This is Charnette's first album as a leader. It's on Blue Note, and it's called Net Man, recorded March 87. As ever, I really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers in our usual huge splodge of variety, and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, Please take care. Be well.